Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we feature titans who are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a man known to be the most confident human being on planet Earth. He is the founder and the executive creative director of Namibia's foremost creative agencies, Space Dimensions. Boys and girls, help me welcome Archie Shipanga. Now, Archie, what was your career journey? Walk us through your career path, not to forget your educational background as well.
Thank you very much, and it's an honor and pleasure to be part of the Fresh Titans family. All right, so my journey basically started when I got to the University of Namibia. I did a diploma in information studies, graduated, and then I went on to do my degree in media studies. And I think from that media studies degree, I only went up till third year. But during the time that I was studying at UNAM, I fell in love with a design software called, I think, Photoshop. And the unlimited use of that program really allowed me to expand my creativity. So I used to do most of the work at UNAM. I used to do the cultural festival, posters that had been there, the newsletters at the university. And I mean, I was just self-taught. And eventually I got an opportunity to go study at one of the most prestigious advertising institutions in the world. That's Triple A School of Advertising. It's based in Joburg. It's also a Cape Town institution. And I was sponsored by an agency called Advantage. So give credit where it's due. And after that, only worked for 4 months in my life. I got free, and then we've been running ever since 2010. So since May 2010, we've been running Space Dimensions. Our big break came in 2011 when we started working with the NDA Fund of Namibia. They ultimately believe in this. I had a co-partner. His name was Carl. Ideally, they started to believe we had a pitch, and I think we knocked the hell out of that pitch. We brought our enthusiasm, we brought our creativity, and that is the journey that really got us started, because it's always important when you're starting up, you are at least having a contract of some sort, because that really, 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 really allows you to grow. So we had the NV Fund contract for a good 5 years, since 2011 to 2015. And we used to literally run. It's not a joke. So when they say jump, before they even say the word, we're already in the air. And one of the most important thing about that whole experience was to deliver quality, to deliver experience, to really, really deliver at the best of our ability, because it's very, very important that as young people, you always need to think about the next person. Being young, being black, being all these things in the industry plays a bigger role, because ideally when small enterprises do not deliver, one of the biggest challenges that we have is that it affects the next person. It's like, hey, you people, you don't deliver, you young people, you are given. We're not all like that. We are creative, we are young, we are professionals, we are innovative beyond measure. So there's so much that we can accomplish.
What challenges does your industry face at this current time?
The biggest challenges that we're currently facing, that now being something that is facing all the corporate companies, is finances, is cash flow, is basically the ability to be liquid. It is one of the biggest challenges that is facing our current economy. Put history into context. We've been in a recession since 2016 till probably 2020. COVID came. COVID gave us a lekker knockout. That's like KO. It's like you're on the floor. Then you were told you couldn't operate. And I think that was one of the biggest mistakes that I think the government did. And the government vowed to only assist three industries. Very bad and very wrong. My opinion still stands today, and it's already on record. I went live and I had a clip that went viral because of that. I stand by my point that the government did not help people out, because your costs constantly go up. If you are renting, you have to pay that rent whether you want it or not. Salaries have to be paid or not. You have other overheads of the business. They have to be catered for as well. So it doesn't stop there. And I think most of the companies, and every company is basically affected. Their liquidity is affected that's one. Secondly, again, is one of the, it's always the elephant in the room that we do not address. The ability for the bigger corporates to pay entities on time. And I think it's one of those things that really, really messes up the cash flow of most businesses. To give context, let's talk about just ideally rent. If you rent in town and you spend most of your time and energy doing work for this specific client for the month, and then they don't pay you on time, it means that your rent for that month won't be paid, and the employees also have to wait. And then the other thing as well is, let's say ideally now you come through, because now you have to follow up, write emails, such a long process to be paid for something that is due to you. So what ideally happens is that when the other month come, when you get ideally paid, then the same way the money comes is the same way the money leaves the company, because you have to pay for rent of the other month and the other month and the other month. So that doesn't allow you time to save, to plan, put money away for investment and other things. So cash flow management is one of the things that really, really, really affects most businesses today. I mean, it's killing them. If I have to ask any corporate company to say, what is it that, how can you help SMEs? SMEs don't want donations or dishouts. Give them a job. Pay them on time. That's it. They'll handle their own affairs.
In case you just joined us, the straight talker, Mr. Archie Shipanga, is our titan this week. Now, Archie, what advice do you have for other professionals and hustlers like yourself who too want to be successful just like you?
All right. The thing that gave me the confidence to really start the advertising agency is the fact that I studied. I studied at one of the most prestigious institutions. So I've got all the confidence when it comes to marketing and advertising. I have got the expertise. I have got the knowledge. I know what I'm talking about. That's one of the things in terms of having a competitive advantage. That's my competitive advantage. My other competitive advantage is that I am creative beyond measure. Like, I just like to create, transform. So I'm one of the few people that is living their passion. I'm living my dream, and I enjoy it, because going to work to me is not working. I'm like literally having fun most of the time. That's key, because now that is really what has made us last for a good 12 years to be in this business, and we're still going. And in fact, we want to reinvent, and ensure that we become one of the top advertising agencies, advertising, creative and innovative agencies in Namibia. So that is one. Secondly, what's important is that I call it, you need to have heart. You need to have the heart to be in this business, because it's not easy. The level and amount of knocks that you get in this industry. Hence why you need to have a combo of skills. It's not just about being assertive, confidence. No, it's a whole combo. Assertive when the time comes. Confident when the time comes. Resilient, you know, and then hard, because you're so into this thing and you know that you're affected. You only have plan A and not plan B. And because you only have plan A, you have to look at whatever solutions you have to do to make sure that your business survives, your expenses and whatever survives, so that you can still be alive. Because what matters is not that you are alive for 1, 2, 3 years. No. What matters is you are still alive for more than 10 years. That is when it matters. And it's very important also that when you are given an opportunity, this is where we go wrong. You need to deliver and over-deliver. Give your all, give your best. If you've got things out there that you do not use and you know that can be used for this event, even if they are not quoted for, give it to the client and create the best that you can be and make a name for yourself. Because ideally, we don't chase after money. We chase after building brands. And once your brand has been built, then the money runs after the brand.
There you have it, an ardent professional and the most confident human on earth, Archie Shipanga, the founder and the executive creative director of Space Dimensions. Until the next Titan,